This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
NFL draft starts in 13 days, 2 weeks from yesterday, or a week from this Thursday, if you play those games. Anyway, we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Let's talk some football with our friend John Breach from CBSSports.com. As you may know, a Cincinnati Bengals super fan. And Breach, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with what the Bengals have done. And some would say they did what people thought they weren't going to sign Higgins and Chase. They couldn't sign Higgins and Chase, but they signed them both. Were you surprised? What do you think of this?
Well, look, I'm on board with it. But the crazy thing about the Bengals was this was the ultimate damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, because you had all these people saying, hey, look, the Bengals are too cheap. They're too frugal. There's no way they're going to get a deal done with both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Then they do it. And then everyone's saying, well, now they overpaid. You shouldn't pay two receivers that much. Well, guess what? They opened their pocketbooks for once. They had to do it. If this team's going to win, it's their offense. We've all seen their defense play. There's no way their defense is going to improve that much during the offseason. So if they're going to win the Super Bowl in 2025, it is going to be because their offense carries them there. Their defense obviously has to improve, but they're not going to be a top five or probably even top 10 defense in the upcoming season. So it's all offense. You give Joe Burrow his guys, and then you cross your fingers and hope they can carry you to the Super Bowl.
Well, Trey Hendrickson, he's the next domino to fall, Breach. Do you expect him to get dealt?
I think that he is going to play in Cincinnati this year. I think it's just a bizarre situation because of everything that's happened. Obviously, we just said Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins signed these huge contracts, and Trey Hendrickson is out there staring at these huge pass rushing contracts that have been handed out. And when you just led the NFL in sacks, you expected to get paid. I think the only way we see him go, if he is still on the team when the draft ends, I would bet the house that he will be playing for them this season. But that draft, I feel like, is the one spot where somebody calls them, somebody gets desperate and says, here, look, we'll give you a first round pick for Trey Hendrickson. We need this pass rushing on our team. That's the difference right here. So I think maybe the draft is kind of the last spot where he could be dealt. I still don't think it will happen, but it could. But I do think they will eventually figure something out, even though Katie Blackburn saying stuff she probably shouldn't be saying in public, and Trey Hendrickson still not thrilled with that. So the relationship isn't too good between those two right now, but I do think they eventually patch things up.
You said probably not a top five or a top 10 defense. Dude, they weren't a top 29 defense last year. I'm not so sure. Like, can they fix all this in one draft? Like, take Hendrickson out of it. Let's just say he stays. Who cares? Like, you still need, like, I don't know, four or five other starters. Like, how's that going to work?
Well, it's not going to work, JLC. There's so many holes on defense. You can't fix it in one offseason, and that's why you have to take care of your offensive stars. because there is no way this team, I mean, we didn't even bring up Jermaine Pratt, who's just been completely overshadowed. Yeah. So you have another starting linebacker out there who was trying to get out of Cincinnati, who's trying to get traded. So it's not even just the big three. And so you do have a lot of holes that need to be filled, and you have a draft. You only have 6 picks, so you don't even have a ton of picks to go and try and do that. I think the Bengals will go heavy on defense in the draft. I won't be surprised if they spend 5 of those top 6 picks on defense. And then the other thing is, I think the Bengals are kind of hoping that Al Golden will bring in a new philosophy, and maybe that will bump them up from the bottom 3 to top 20. I think they would be thrilled if they were top 20 defense, and if they could just do that, then this could be a good team. Because remember, as bad as the defense was in last season, they still went 9-8. They still lost multiple games by one score. This team very easily could have gone 13-4 if just, say, 8 different plays.
But, Breachy, the problem is they scored like 32 points or more in a lot of the games they lost.
Yeah.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. So
how much better can the offense get? They're going to score 50 a game?
That's what I'm saying.
It's the same players they scored 35 with. So what are they going to get to this year? A 40 burger or out?
If the defense can just become a top 20 defense, it doesn't have to be a huge jump. That's the difference. That is what I'm saying right there. Oh, that is where you need to see the improvement.
We're talking.
Way too optimistic?
Spoken like a true fan.
Yeah, we're talking to John Breach, Inside Access here on the Fan Breach. What the heck are the Steelers doing at quarterback?
No one knows. This is such a bizarre situation because you are putting all of your eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket. And
that's a
my God,
basket.
You do not want to. Yeah, it is absolutely a stinky basket. You don't want all your eggs there. I mean, that
I
is
don't want any eggs.
It's just not a. Yeah, it's just.
Eggs
you would
are
think
expensive.
They would have a better plan. It's not a good plan. It is. You don't get Aaron Rodgers. So what are you? You're going to start Mason Rudolph or somebody you draft in the second or third round, Jackson Dart. So I don't know how the Steelers can feel very optimistic unless there's some sort of handshake deal. Aaron Rodgers talked to Mike Tomlin. He said, you know what, once you guys are done with OTAs and stuff, I'll come sign a deal, but I'm out right now. I'm going to go to Egypt and check out the pyramids and do the crazy stuff that Aaron Rodgers does in the offseason. So, man, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign there, that team is going to be in some trouble at quarterback.
Well, Breach, the AFC North as a whole, Ravens, they didn't have a ton of free agents. They were pretty much treading water and making minor moves like they typically do in free agency. But it feels like the rest of the AFC North as a whole has gotten worse. Do you agree?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, it is really bizarre to think about that, because 2 years ago we were talking about how this was the best division in football. I think the first division in 80 years to have every team finish with a winning record, and now they've almost done a 180. The Ravens have only been the only team that really you could call a legit Super Bowl contender every single one of those years. The Bengals are right there, but their defense was so bad you couldn't really put them in that conversation quite yet. But at this point, here on April 11th, it really feels like, and not knowing what the Steelers are going to do at quarterback, but it feels like a two-horse race between the Ravens and the Bengals. I'd probably give the Ravens the edge right now, but I can't imagine, if I was betting money, betting on the Browns or Steelers to win the AFC North.
What should the Cleveland Browns do with their first pick? What will the Cleveland Browns do with their first pick? And is, does Joe Flacco solve their quarterback needs for 2025?
Hey, look, you guys are in Baltimore. You know about January Joe? That guy shows up sometimes. And sure, other games he turns into Jameis Winston and will throw five interceptions. And you don't know what Joe Flacco's going to show up. I think he's good in small doses. Yeah. I think he can be good for four or five games for the Browns. I don't know that you want him as your starter for all 17 games. So I think they need to figure something out at quarterback, because you also don't want Kenny Pickett as your starter for 17 games. I do think they eventually draft a quarterback. I don't see that happening with the second overall pick. I think the Browns have to take Travis Hunter. I think Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, or if you take the pass rusher, that is okay, because you're pairing up with Myles Garrett. Your defense is even better, and that's what you need. You get some pressure on Lamar Jackson. Get some pressure on Joe Burrow. But I think Travis Hunter has to be the pick there for them.
Do you like any of these quarterbacks, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart, et cetera?
It's an interesting QB class. I am not really sold on any of them. My wife is from Alabama. I spent all season watching Alabama football. I like that Jalen Milroe. I think he's such a raw talent. I think in the right system, throw him with, say, Sean McVay, just somewhere where he could develop. I think he could be a really good quarterback. But, man,
Baltimore.
If I'm spending – Baltimore would be
Baltimore's
a great
got 11
spot.
Picks, Breachy. I've been trying to tell people, go take him. Take him. Take him in second day if he's there.
If John Harbaugh's listening, just turn in the card now. Get Jalen Milroe. But if I'm spending a top 10 pick, first round pick on Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, there's a number one overall pick. I am not feeling exactly confident that that's going to be a guy that's going to turn my franchise around, and turn me into a Super Bowl contender in the next few years.
John Breach, always great talking to you, man. We appreciate your time, and good luck.
Thanks,
good luck getting some defense in the draft.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next here on the program,
he's a true believer.
Yes, he is.
Maybe. Love that kid.
How about love him.
Top 10 defense. How he slid that in there?
Yeah, I think you have to lean Ravens over Bengals.
His arm. Yeah, begrudgingly.
Yeah. One team can actually get stops. The other one, anyway. League at large, and we
got Pagano, man.
That's right. Joe Flacco, he's back in Cleveland. Josh
Flacco
Johnson
goes back.
He's up.
All right.
He's down the road. Both getting jobs. Backup QBs. What do we think? We'll tell you League at Large next year on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.